ఫాదర్ సేవన ప్రభు శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం ఫస్ట్ క్యాంటో ఫిఫ్త్ చాప్టర్
is a different creation, full of transcendental words directed towards bringing about a revolution in the impious lives of the world's misdirected civilization. Mm-hmm. Such transcendental literatures, even though imperfectly composed, are heard, sung and accepted by purified men who are thoroughly honest. Mm-hmm. So, another verse. Naskarmyam apyachuda bhavavarjitam na sobhate jnanam alamdramjanam kutha puna sasvada abhadram ishvare na charpitam karma jadakta karanam. This verse was our Padmanabhan Prabhu was telling that day. So knowledge of self-realization, even though free from all material affinity, doesn't look well if devoid of a conception of the infallible God. Mm-hmm. What then is the use of fruitive activities which are naturally painful from the very beginning and transient by nature if they are not utilized for the devotional service of the Lord? Mm-hmm. So in this way he says that whatever you have written, this Vedic literature, so these are all jugupsitam, they are all condemned things. Jugupsitam dharma kruti anusasada shabhava raptasya mahan katikramaha jad bhaktato dharma ititarastita na manyate tasya nivaranam jana. The people in general are naturally inclined to enjoy, and you have encouraged them in that way in the name of religion. Mm-hmm. This is verily condemned and is quite unreasonable. Because they are guided under your instructions, they will accept such activities in the name of religion and will hardly care for provision. Mm-hmm. It is for this reason that Buddha Dev came. People, in the name of Veda, they started killing animals indiscriminately. That's why Buddha Dev came and he condemned Veda. So yeah. This way there are many verses. Very beautiful verses are there in this fifth chapter. So we'll say some one or two verses like that. Tasiva hi taktva sadharmam charanam bhajan hare bhajanna pakvata pate tato jadi yatra kova bhadra abhuda musakim kovata aptavajatam sudharmata. It is 17 verse. One who has forsaken his material occupations to engage in the devotional service of the Lord may sometimes fall down while in an immature stage. Yet there is no danger of his being unsuccessful. On the other hand, a non-devotee, though fully engaged in occupational duties, doesn't gain anything. That Arjuna also asked what will happen to them. Adati Sadhaya Peta in Bhagavad Gita 6th chapter. So, yeah, like that. So, Arjuna says in 22nd verse, Idanghi Punsa Tapasa Sutasyava Sushtasya Sutasyata Buddhidatayo Avichitortha Kavibi Nirupito Jad Uttama Sloka Gunanu Varnana. This is 22nd verse. That means learned circles have positively concluded that the infallible purpose of the advancement of knowledge, namely austerities, study of the Vedas, sacrifice, chanting of hymns and charity, culminates in the transcendental descriptions of the Lord, who is defined in choice poetry. Mm-hmm. So in this way he says in 33 verse that Amayo Jasya Bhutana Jayate Jenasa Brata Tadeva Hyamayam Dharvam Na Punati Chikisitam. That means, just like we have had an analogy that if one suffers from a disorder of bowels because of overindulgence in milk products, he can be cured by another milk product named pots. So see, this verse is like that. Oh good soul, doesn't a thing applied therapeutically cause a disease which is caused by that very same thing? Just like overindulgence in milk product, then he is cured. Assuming at that point. So the Lord says, Prabhupada Maharaj says, we have got a bad bargain. This human body, this is a bad bargain. So we will have to get the best use of the bad bargain. He says like that. Best use of a bad bargain. So in this way, Narayana says, and so he advises Vyasadev to glorify the Lord, his name, his form, his pastimes, etc. And he also said this in respect of his own life history. His previous life history he told that in his previous life he was a son of a maid servant. So during one Chaturmasya, during rainy season, there some Vedantis came, and my mother was engaged in their service, so I was also engaged in their service, and with their mercy I got some mantra from them. So after Chaturmasya they left, so I chanted those mantras. These mantras, if you like, I may tell this mantra. That is stated in 537. Om namo bhagavate tubhyam vasudevaya dhimahi pradyumna anuruddhaya namasankarshanaya ca iti murti avidhanena mantra murti amurtikam jajata jagya purushan sa samyak darsana puman. This mantra they give Narada to chant this mantra. Let us all chant the glories of Vasudeva along with his plenary expansions, Pradyumna, Aniruddha and Sankarsana. Thus he is the actual seer who worships in the form of transcendental sound representation the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, who has no material form. So in this way, when these Vedantis, they went away, and by the arrangement of the Lord, his mother was bitten by a snake and she left. She died. Then the Narada, in his previous life, was a small boy at that time. So he left his home and went to the north. And after a long walk, he took a bath in a river and sat down under a tree and chanted this mantra. Then he saw the Lord in his heart. So by seeing the Lord, when he saw the Lord, he became, he is having ecstatic mood. So tears come down from his eyes. So at that time the Lord vanished. So Narada Muni became very much upset. So there was a akashvani, that is called sound in the sky. That you cannot see my form again in this life, but in next life you will see. So in this way he described about his past life. And in the end, chapter 36 verse, he says that jamadivi yogapati kama loba atamhu mukunda sevya jadvat tathatma dha na samyati. That means jamadivi yogapati, just like we are having this ashtanga yoga paddhati, jama niyamit, like that. So these things, O Vyasadeva, you are freed from all sins. Thus I have explained my birth and activities for self-realization as you ask. All this will be conducive for your personal satisfaction also. Yamadevi Yogapati Kama Lobhatamo. It is in 34 verse. In 35 verse. It is true that by practicing restraint of the senses by the yoga system, one can get relief from the disturbances of desire and lust, but this is not sufficient to give satisfaction to the soul. For this satisfaction is derived from devotional service to the Personality of Godhead. So this devotional service, you write about this devotional service, about the Lord, his form, his name, qualities, etc. He advised and then he went away. So in the 7th chapter it will describe what he did. This Vyasadeva, what he did after Narada Muni disappeared. So we learned our Bhagavatam discourse now. Jai Shri Bhagavatam ki, Jai Shri Prabhupada Maharaj ki, Jai Shri Gurudev ki, Anantapur Vaishnava ki, Gauri Gotama.
Hare Hare Bhagavatam.